and to be all pleasing. Being fruitful in every good work. He wants us to be fruitful. Now, some people, it's like, oh, Paul, this is such a burden. Get thee hence, Satan. You don't savor the things which be of God. Because the thing is, if you would, you should be excited. I'm going to be worthy of the Lord. Because nothing depresses me more than unworthiness on my part. It just really kills me. It's like, when I think of it, it adds doubt, it destroys faith. All the unworthy things we do. The problem is, the gospel people receive is so perverse that they don't even have natural feelings that they ought to have when they sin or when they do things that are not pleasing to God. They ought to have some feeling about that. It ought to kill them. I mean, you know what I mean? In a figurative sense, it ought to just rip you up that you're not pleasing Him. I think of the way my wife reacts to every little thing and the way it really rips her up. I mean, not to the point of losing faith, but in a sense, it's a major disappointment. You know, it's like Abraham waiting for Isaac to be born. God, you said he was going to be born, right? But I still believe he will be born. You don't understand that? You need to understand the faith of Abraham. He believed God. It was counted to him for righteousness. And then God fulfilled his promise. What else is the will of God in all wisdom? Let me fill you. He is also willing that you would be increasing in the knowledge of God. Not stagnant, increasing. That's part of why I'm doing this Bible study. So that those who use it might increase. And what else is God's will? That you would be strengthened with all might. Power! You know, the gospel preached in infirmity is, okay, good. I'm always going to have some infirmity in which the people will have occasion for stumbling. But the gospel preached with might, strengthened in all power. Power what? Power over sin. Power over your enemies. Power to do the works and will of God. All power. According to what? His glorious power. I want to be powerful like God is powerful. To all patience. Now see, that's the other hand is like that, the power of God. He doesn't just pop off and use it. Otherwise we'd all be dead. We'd all be finished. We'd be finished long ago. Because God, if he was not long-suffering with us and putting up with us and forbearing to destroy us the minute we sinned, or when we, God, if he could have had a decent amount of patience and still destroyed me, I mean, because it wasn't like just like, it required a lot of patience. It still does as far as I'm concerned. I know. As far as I'm concerned, as far as any even-minded judge would know, you have friends and they're very gracious towards you. But then every man who is circumspect, he knows. And that, you know, if you're in tune with the Spirit of God, he's going to reveal it to you. And if he doesn't reveal it to you, well, I pray he reveal it to you. You believe because you're my brother and I love you. And I want to see you obtain everything. It troubles me. Honestly, the low level of spiritual enlightenment and forward motion, increasing the power, you know, and all these things, the knowledge, fruitful and good works, it troubles me. It does. So strengthen with all might, according to his glorious power. Hey, you got to have strength to be patient. Long-suffering with joyfulness. Whether, you know, there's all kinds of things you suffer under. You You got to be patient and long-suffering with your brethren. You got to be patient and long-suffering with the wicked. You got to be patient and long-suffering with God. I mean, as far as you got to, whatever he's going to put you through, because you know he's behind it, you got to be patient about it. Thankfully, though God is patient, that doesn't mean he waits forever. You know, he suffers long, but he doesn't. One thing I'm thankful, you know, people say, like, when your patience runs out, like, oh, you're not being patient. It's like, no, I was patient. Now, not to make a, I don't want anyone to hear that and say, oh, so I can just, my patience ran out and now I'm angry or whatever. Well, I'm not saying that. But I am sort of saying that, careful there. Because, you know, when we start excusing ourselves, because, well, I know I'm righteous, so, and then you do something unrighteous, and basically you excuse yourself. You say, well, what I do isn't, that wasn't really sin, you know, because they don't want to mess up my perfect record, and you don't even have a perfect record. Mm-mm. Don't fool yourself, because you ain't fooling God. Fool me all day, I don't care. Really, I mean, because I always esteem people better than me, which isn't hard. It's not hard at all. Because it's not about me, it's about this word, you know? I really care about the word. And I can go to hell, I don't care. But, it just really ticks me off the way that the words of Christ and the words of the apostles are just so, poorly understood. Really bugs me. So, well, Paul, shouldn't you have joyfulness? Oh, I do. I'm a very joyful person. Some people know me, well, Paul, you're always so sour. It's like, no, I'm not. I'm not. I'm kind of grave, you know. But as Paul said, he had continual sorrow because of the Jews. But you saying Paul didn't have joy? No, he had joy, but he had sorrow too. Jesus was a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. I have joy in the Lord. But I tell you, in the world, I got a lot of sorrow. Leaping for joy as the false teachers preach. We're leaping for joy as the gospel is perverted. We're leaping for joy. Really? Giving thanks to the Father which hath made us meet. And made us meet. I will make a helper meet for him. Meet means it means to enable or to qualify.